This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Ro. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Ro, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to ro.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to ro.co/safety.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Says it's
Kelly Clarkson?
No. It's two people.
She wears her hair in her face. Sia.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Oh, I don't know the other person.
Says here Dave Guida.
Dave Guida.
G-U-E-T-T-A.
Oh. Is Guetta?
Is it not Guida? It should be Guida if it's not.
Let me see. G-E-U-T-T-A? Or G-E-U? Screw it. Who cares?
I know this song. G-U-E. T-T-A.
It's a good song, too, Paige. This could be in, like, Jardiance commercials, too. I got it.
It's like
some plus-size woman running through a sunflower field right now.
Do you have herpes and psoriatic arthritis?
I want to run away from it. Tell me what to do.
Do you have herpes with psoriasis?
Yeah,
on the herpes?
I said it. Tell me. I'm running from it. It's coming at me like the plague.
They list all this stuff. Do you have this? Yeah, I got it all. Just tell me. I got herpes.
Meanwhile,
she
can't see because her hair is in her face. She runs into a telephone pole.
Like, why are you covering the face at this point? It's hard to... Like, didn't Orville Peck even get unmasked?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Did he lose a match? Thinking of Chad Gable.
Is it old Grande Americano?
Did you ever go watch that?
No.
God bless it, dude. I'm telling you. I implore you. If you gave up on wrestling years ago, go watch that match. Golly, bum boy.
I haven't seen one of the products in probably about a month.
Really?
I've seen more AEW than...
Yeah.
Whew, I'm telling you. I saw Sal Volcano, the girl, whatever, wrestle. The blonde surfer chick. I guess it's
you
the surfer gimmick.
You call Sol Ruka Sol Volcano from freaking Impractical Jokers.
I couldn't. I knew it was Sal something. Sol something.
Is it Sol Volcano?
dang it. You got too many people.
It is. Like, she's from California. Her name's Sol Ruka. It was like...
Like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, but is that something that will ever, like...
Like, Stan Hansen, you look like he was from Texas. That's just like a Texas name.
Yeah. Yes.
Plus, he, you know, chewed and spat like hell, too.
Drooling all down his face. I text my daughter. Today is, you know, and I know, I in the back of my head, I always hear Joe. Joe from, what was the country?
Portugal.
I said Guatemala earlier. Portugal. Close.
You might catch a little hell this week there, buddy.
You know, where he was saying that the only thing he doesn't like about the show, we talk about our personal lives, which is odd because some people say that's the stuff they do like, but
He said he's got his own problems to worry about. He's got his own issues.
Oh, well, hell, who doesn't? So if you look in the mirror and you got no issues, like, you do, and you ain't found them yet. That's the truth. You do.
Like, he wants us to not say ours for his commute. You know, he can laugh.
This is an issue, though. My freaking my grandson turns a year old today. And I text Grace. Yeah. I was like, because I had mentioned it to her the other day. I said, I want to call him on his birthday. She's like, he's turning one. He doesn't talk yet. I was like, he says things.
Yeah, he's got to say
something. He
stuff,
goes right? Like, ooh. That's his 20% of his Native American coming out in him. He's doing his call there.
I thought he was more than a year old already.
Well, you're probably confusing the two. F2. Jasper's four, and then Theodore Matthew.
He's going to start roughing him up.
I love it. So Teddy Matt.
You had a favorite, but, I mean, one's named after you. You got to have a new favorite.
So now I've become like what parents always say. I can't have a favorite. But here's the thing, and this is the thing I always said to my mom. You know, the whole running thing is I would aggravate my mom and say that my sister was the golden child. Which, I mean, as far as like...
She's a bald kid with magical powers.
No.
Not the golden child.
It was a movie with Eddie Murphy. But as far as like being problematic, I was a problematic child. It's certainly more so than my sister. But I would say, but mom, you've known me longer. So you should have a deeper relationship with me because you've known me like 3 years longer. So I've known Jasper for 3 years longer, almost the same number of years. So it's like...
He's going to start taking a back seat at some point because you got to catch up.
I tried so hard to do that. Like the other day when I was over there, again, I used the same analogy, and it's so true. If you've ever had like a Christmas dinner where they go to the nursing home and bring great-great-grandma over, and she's sitting there... Oh. Somebody has to place her in a chair, and she's sitting there with this wild-eyed smile, and she's just kind of...
She don't know where she's at.
She's drooling a little bit, you know, but then when you catch eye contact with her, she just smiles and waves like she just saw you. It's the same way he is. So the other day, Teddy Matt's over there doing the drool wave at me thing, you know, and then Jasper, I think, was feeling jealous, so he starts... Literally, like, kind of foaming at the mouth, like, hey, look at me.
Just doing the same thing.
Doing the same thing.
If I were Jasper, I would tell you, say, look, I won't mess myself while you hold me. So you should.
Yeah, it's like, I think I'm having a heart attack, Grace. My arm's getting real hot. That boy was filling that diaper up. He sure was.
You know how kids go, too. Having a heart attack. It goes everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, well, it could be on the back of his neck. And
yeah. Yeah, I know. I thought he had a rat tail there for a moment.
He's like, I know he had a brown hair. But, like, he's 1 year old, so.
Yeah, it's wild.
What do you get a 1 year old? My son was one. He got a cake, but, like, it could have been
why,
just a,
you know, here's the thing. Like, why even. And I mean, he's having a party. You know, it's today's Tuesday, so he's gonna have a kids' party on Tuesday. So it'll be this coming weekend. Plus, like, he doesn't really have any contemporaries yet. Like, all the kids that are be at his party are like 10 and below. He's a year.
Like, he's not old enough to have friends yet.
Yeah, like, so there's like two, I think maybe kids that'll be there that same age. But like, here's the thing, down deep, let's talk about this. Why are we even throwing? And because the first birthday, it's this weird arc in your life. The first birthday, it starts off, birthday party starts off. 2, 3, 4, 5. We get to 5 and parents just start to, we did that. Yeah, use the same thing. It's like, yeah, and then it kind of arcs. And then you kind of arc up about 18. The parents are like,
oh, yeah, that's
oh,
a
God,
big jump.
We're losing them or whatever. And then nobody gives a damn until you turn 40.
So do you think, well, 5 years old might be the should be the starting point, right?
Well, I'm saying, why even do the party at all for 1 year old? You're doing it for the parents. You're doing it for yourselves. It's like people who have gallish. What's the word I'm looking for? What's the word? Over the top.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a good one. Like wedding receptions, when they could have taken that money, put it on a house, went on the honeymoon of a lifetime, whatever. instead of like showing off, swinging your nuts around, show off in front of everybody.
Now, I hate to say this, but if I'm a parent from one of those kids that got invited, I'm like, I got to give the kid money, and it's not going to the kid. I'm pretty much giving the parent money.
Give the kid. Well, at that age, you don't. People aren't really throwing money in the envelope for a 1 year old. But well, then, but when you got it as a kid, like, did you ever really get the money?
I was told it was there if I wanted to buy something, but it was
very. But you don't know numbers, so.
No, and yeah. It was very limited when I could use it and what I could buy.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty much, I guess, going to a bill.
Yeah.
Like a parent's bill. But yeah. What do you buy a 1 year old for toy? Like
for a toy.
Like, you don't want him to like choke on some stuff.
What can you be like? Like, even the coin, the thing, you know, the machines where you get the little cube, it's got the thing in there. That's like 4 quarters. That's $1 now.
Well, who the hell has quarters anymore?
That's true. God. Yeah, but why do I see all these millionaires saying, get a vending machine, you'll make millions of dollars? It's like, who's got the change? They don't take debit.
No. And you got to, I don't know how big you're going for this whole thing, if you're getting bouncy houses or stuff like that.
No, not for a 1 year old.
Well, you got other kids you got to entertain while they're there.
Well, that, you know, that's.
Like, it's a 1 year old's party, but it's not really.
No, it's the party for. Yeah, it's a good point. Like, the 1 year, like, you know what you do? We'll get Paige to make AI pictures of the birthday party, so when the kid gets older, he'll go through the photo album and say, wait a minute, where's my 1 year old party?
Now, I just remembered yours is different because you have animals. Kids can ride, they can feed.
No. Oh, they can feed, yes, but not ride.
They can't ride Otis or Banjo?
No. I mean, they could. Jasper's ridden them. He's not ridden, the donkey. But yeah, you don't want to get some kid get slung off your horse or your. Oh, I don't have a horse no more, but. Cow.
Ride the pig.
God,
you can't go say to a kid, "You want to ride my hog?"
You know, no. I was talking about my motorcycle parents. Not Tractor Supply, but maybe it's just Amazon. They sell saddles for pigs.
You can saddle the pig and ride it.
I don't, dude.
How much? Can
I'm
a pig
not
hold?
Representing those of you that are animal rights folks. Paige is going to drive up here right now. I didn't buy one, Paige.
Do you think I'm too big for a horse? Like, honestly, what animal could I ride without killing it? Like, what's the weight limit? Like, I'm 365 right now.
I don't know. An elephant?
legit.
I ain't being mean. Like, I'll tell you this. Last time I rode, not the last time I rode a horse, but one time, this was when, before I lost weight, I inquired prior to going and went up to Pisgah, and there's several different.
I like
outfits.
How you say that two words, by the way.
Pisgah. But oh my God, Pisgah Lay. Oh my God. But anyway,
urinal cakes.
It's a trail you go through Pisgah National Forest. It's guided, but oh, dude, it's so freaking awesome. So nice.
Oh, yeah, the water. I've been to that waterfall.
You go over the stream. Yeah, man, it's nice.
I can't think of that waterfall, but you pull off on the road and you walk down to it.
Yeah, the one that Indian Queen got thrown off or whatever.
What the hell is it?
That's happened at all of them, they say.
Yeah, Pisgah's nice.
The Indian Queens and Indian Princesses, they all just jumped off a bridge because the white man left them or whatever it was.
We had a folk singer come sing to us in elementary school about those songs. I'm like, this sucks, man. It's all depressing and sad, too. It's about like a bunch of Native Americans getting slaughtered.
I know. I was just finding out. That was the 20th, and then it's the same time when Iron Eyes is on the TV crying about litter. My daddy littered, then I find out Iron Eyes wasn't even Indian.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Little Bob here. This summer, shop the latest small space solutions at Bob's Discount Furniture. From retro chic bedroom sets to stylish space-conscious Bob-o-pedic sofas, it's all at Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sorry.
You had to. You know, like who owns what, it all just, you know, you follow the money trail essentially through Google and
follow the money.
Like that place that I mentioned, the Advanced Publications that owns Reddit and Warner Brothers and Discovery and part of Charter and all this stuff, their headquarters are at the One World Trade Center.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're about to merge again, too, right?
Who is?
Warner and somebody. There's another, maybe another merger.
Warner Brothers Discovery?
Is that the one Netflix is bowed out of? Warner was about to merge, but somebody's trying to get Warner.
Oh, I don't know.
I may have to go back and double check.
Probably Hulu.
Probably.
Everything is trying to consolidate.
I'll be owned by one company.
Well, yeah. Like I said years ago that eventually, like, our paychecks will just sign them over to Amazon. Like, they will, you know, pharmaceuticals, groceries, the whole nine yards. And you may not have a choice.
Oh,
you know?
That's what it was.
We'll just get our...
They'll start their own post office way they got them damn trucks now.
It sounds so much like socialism.
And slightly.
I mean, it's so scary.
I can't believe I forgot.
What?
Paramount Skydance. About to acquire Warner Brothers.
Oh.
Paramount Skydance.
Yeah, because you know Skydance and Paramount, they merged. That was approved, you know, hence why everybody's getting knocked off of 60 Minutes.
Well, so, okay, like nerd talk, like CBS Viacom, what's that now?
Well, the CBS radio's done. That got shut down, the news division.
Yeah.
I don't know if Viacom's even a thing anymore.
Wow.
The company.
Wow.
Netflix tried to get Warner
Viacom
Brothers.
I haven't heard about Viacom in a long time.
God, yeah. This is where I like ring a bell, say thank you, Lord, knock on wood.
Yeah.
I've worked at the same place for 23 years.
I know.
That's pretty freaking crazy.
Amazing.
Like my cousin, what's up, Amy? And I can't remember your husband's name. No, it's Jason. It's Jason. She put on Instagram over the weekend. Our 28th wedding anniversary, and I'm like, holy crap. I said that. I was like, to hear that these days is unheard of.
It's an accomplishment.
You know, like, that is amazing.
So Viacom and CBS merged in 2019, forming Paramount Global, which now, you know, Paramount, Skydance, everything
is getting... So it all is going to go. God.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was thinking about this. Walmart. Okay, like Walmart is like not slowly even. I mean, they screwed up. They let Amazon take that from them. I mean, they really did. Like Amazon started off with books. That was it. And then they was like, oh, we can do all this stuff. Same way Sam Walton. Now Sam Walton's kind of looked at as a hero in a sense, like hard, and he was, by all account, hardworking man from Arkansas. I believe Bentonville, Arkansas. And
if it was true what you were led to believe.
That's the thing, is that like legend story of Sam Walton being this hardworking man and, you know, built this big, but he really screwed, the way I'm looking at it, he screwed over the mom and pops by undercutting their prices, because that was the thing. He would sell more at a higher volume at a lower price, so he'd sell something and make a penny on it. Some things lose money on, loss leaders.
Eggs,
loss leader.
This is before they became a grocery store, too.
Right. So,
you wonder who told him, "Hey, you need to expand."
Like, or did he? Like, we've been around like all these years, but then that's only within like when did he? Like, when did Walmart start? I mean, I know when they.
God, I used to work there. I used to know this.
They went public in like the '70s, but I don't know when. Okay, so he's 1962. I thought it was earlier than that.
Wow.
So, you know, he would go in, and let's say mom and pop were buying this item for 50 cents and selling it for a dollar, your traditional 2X. He would come in and sell it for 75 cents. And slowly, you know, started the franchises, and then boom.
Now cheap, still cheaper.
Still to this day.
But remember what they sold you on in the beginning, the very beginning of Walmart.
Falling prices.
American goods only. I don't know if that was ever the case.
Also, they had the big, like, you know, we've talked many times about them censoring music for us, you know.
Kmart didn't.
No.
You can get all kind of filthy stuff at Kmart.
No.
Even the covers.
So, like.
Of the albums.
Was there, like, a dark side to Sam? Like, is that a documentary that we need to get somebody to make?
Yes. Why has nobody ever made the documentary on Sam Walton? Who got to him? Who filled his head?
I mean, because like the story of the McDonald's brothers and Ray Kroc, like that whole story, like without that movie, most people wouldn't know. You know, that's a great movie, The Founder with Michael Keaton, awesome movie. But like, then you find out, oh, it wasn't even his idea. He took it from, he bought it from these two brothers and left them with pennies, and then suddenly he's a real estate magnate.
Sounds like another story, right? Facebook.
It sounds very familiar, doesn't it? What's up, Wonder Voss? Winklevoss.
Winklevoss.
Wonder Voice.
That should be Winklevoss, since there's two. But
that's what they call Stephen Thompson's mother, Wonder Voice. She's a beautiful singer. Yeah. Beautiful singer. I've heard her many times.
Love, you know, how many Waltons yearly benefit off of having that name?
To Jerome?
Billions.
Bill?
So many of them.
Rest in peace. Okay.
Hell enough to buy the Denver Broncos, one of them.
On average, what does the average Walmart store make a day? I have the info.
A day?
Yeah.
Oh. Now, this is tough because almost all of them now have grocery stores. They're all super.
Yeah, but some of them are them little, you know, them half-ass or neighborhood ones. I don't like them either.
You don't like neighborhood markets?
Because I get in there and I'm going there for the lack of crowd, generally. But then I'm in there and I'm like, God bless it. I need some dish towels or something, you know, something that the neighborhood one doesn't have.
I'm trying to do some quick math because I know one of the smallest grocery stores in town, what they do a day, because I knew the manager. So I'm going to say your average Walmart, probably 80 to 100,000 a day.
I was thinking that too, 100.
178,000.
178?
Wow. $65 million per year per store. God bless. $713 billion annual revenue. But how many stores do you think? And see, this seems low to me because I feel like I could think of that many around here. How many stores do they have in America? This sounds like a commercial for Walmart. Nobody's out there not knowing what Walmart is, so it's not a commercial.
Oh, my God.
It's like talking about YouTube. Why? That's not a commercial.
2,000?
Stores?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Across the country?
10,900.
God,
that seems low to me, though. Like how many?
I wasn't counting neighborhood markets either.
Well, is that counting Sam's Club and Johnny Dollar? What's the other one called?
Johnny Dollar.
What's the one?
Oh,
it's inside the damn gym.
Oh, that's not his, is it?
I thought it was.
Is it? It might be.
I thought it was like he named it after his brother, or they named it after his brother.
You talk about Mighty Dollar.
No.
There
used to be one in Easley or Berea where they have the Universal Circus.
What is this? Dang it. What is that?
I don't know. It don't matter. It doesn't matter.
You're not talking about Ollie's, are you?
Ah!
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know they were
Ollie's
connected.
I thought.
Gabe's. How many brothers Sam have? It's my brother Gabe. It's my brother Ollie.
So very interesting.
Steve and Barry.
McDonald's has 13,706 locations. So that amazes me. God, it seems like there would be way more than that. I mean, that's way too many. Yeah. But
I bet you anything, Dollar General is more than both by a good bit.
This and is probably, where I'm using the Google AI. I'm messing with the water supply right now, guys. But I'm doing this so I can find it faster.
AOC's Jar Dirty Water? Not obviously not as making as much.
You said Dollar Tree or General?
Dollar General.
DG.
Because they make a lot of money.
What's that one where they're like putting those together, Dollar General and somebody else? They're like doing
those merging.
Well, they were doing it with the Dollar Tree, but some of those have dropped off. Now, Dollar General Markets, they got some of those too.
Yeah. Oh, where it's like...
It's like a grocery store.
But not everything's...
a dollar.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, it was surprising.
Wow, that surprised me. Dollar General, 20,959 stores.
And they're all in upstate South Carolina.
That was at the end of 2025. They're opening 127 more this year. God, where? This is why we don't have anywhere to live.
They put them in places where, like, there is nothing. And they make a lot of money.
You know what? I'm going to predict the future right now. Back when they closed down the textiles in the 80s and you left all these abandoned ass mills, that many of them were still beautiful. But then they go in, they buy them for pennies, and then they put lofts in there and sell them for $500,000 a piece. I predict in the future,
people will
live in apartments inside old Dollar Generals.
God, they could.
Old Dollar Generals, because they're going to have all the land.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
This guy's morning show.
Break it down!
Live from CarlRobert.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say... Hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on today, June the 9th. Happy birthday.
Or suck it. We don't have a whole lot today. We got a few, though. A couple of heavy hitters. Here's one. We'll start off with this lady.
Natalie Portman?
It is Natalie Portman. Look at you, first guess. Queen Amidala from, I believe, Tatooine.
Oh.
She was also Black Swan. She was in Heat.
She's in Stranger Things.
People forget she was in Heat.
Right? Stranger Things?
No, she wasn't in that.
Wait, who's that girl?
Are you thinking about, so I don't know if you're thinking about Winona Ryder or Millie Bobby Brown.
I was thinking of Winona Ryder. Yes. That's Bob Ryder's niece. A lot of people don't know that.
You're thinking of Meathead Ryder. Rest in peace. Don't give his son the money, by the way. Judges love our show, so tell him. They all know each other, too.
Just Ryan Hart and Aaron.
Nick Reiner's trying to get his inheritance to pay his legal bill that he's owed, he said, $1.5 million in his inheritance. He's trying to get it.
Oh, God.
The irony.
What a... That whole situation's so bad.
Don't give it to him. Natalie, get a public defender.
Natalie Portman, I'm going to go 38?
Natalie Portman is 45 years old. 45.
Wow.
Started
so who
young.
Is Queen... What's her name in the...
Queen Amidala. Who,
isn't that an AEW wrestler?
I don't think so.
That black female wrestler, her name's Queen Amidama or something like that.
Which, if I remember right, I believe is Luke and Leia's mom.
Okay. Queen Amidala. Yes. I thought it was Luke and Lara's mom.
Might be. Am I getting Star Wars and General Hospital mixed up?
I think you are. Which one was...
I don't know enough characters.
John Stamos, was he Chewie or Blackie? I can't remember. Queen Aminata is the black female wrestler's name in AEW.
Oh, okay.
Not Amidana.
Would she mix tag with Swerve Strickland or Prince Nana?
Whose house?
Swerve's house.
Anyway, she's from New Guinea. That's the name of the country. Don't get mad at me.
I don't have music for this fella. I probably could have played music, but I couldn't think of what to play.
Well, he loves Star Wars, I'm sure.
He just had a public fight with his ex-wife over the past few years. Went to court for it, even.
Oh, Johnny Depp?
Yeah, Johnny Depp's birthday. Drinks like a fish. But he's got his career back. He's doing a lot of stuff now.
What was the movie that he directed years ago that the movie company that financed it hated it so much that they shelved it and never released it? Do you remember?
Oh,
it's not one of those little known kind of things.
You might have to look that one up because I'm curious to
what it was. Well, if I look up Johnny Depp now, it's going to tell me his age. Before I do that, I'll say he's 56.
Johnny Depp is 63.
Damn.
Years old today from Kentucky and Florida, I believe. A southern boy, though he doesn't sound southern.
No, he sounds like he's from like Game of Thrones times.
He's got one of these going on. I'm not from here.
Yeah.
From somewhere else.
Sounds like he tried to get you out of a timeshare.
It kind
of
sounds like a downtrodden Dracula. I'm not from around here.
I want to suck your blood. I'm too tired, though.
I want to not shower and play the guitar for days on end. I don't know what that movie was.
It was M-O-D-I, Modi, The 3 Days on the Wings of Madness. It was. It follows the life of Bohemian artist Amadeo Magliani.
Who the hell greenlit that?
It was pulled from theaters and shelved following a poorly performing box office run. I didn't know you could do this. You can file a loss on a movie if you shelve it and never.
Oh yeah, that's what happened to.
It's like just.
Was it Batgirl? They did a female Batman movie that never came out. I think that's what it was.
Who was going to be Batgirl? I remember that. I thought that was like a...
Let me look that up real quick.
I thought that was like one of those... not a Mandela effect, but I do remember them saying, hey, matter of fact, I remember them starting to film it, yeah.
Yeah, it was a $90 million movie. They said it nearly completed and was going to debut on Max in 2022. Warner Brothers Discovery chose to scrap the project entirely as a tax write-off.
Ah!
Because the studio's new leadership said it did not fit their mandates.
Boy, that's nice, isn't it? Like, you put $90 million into something. You're like, you know what? Boy, you let you and me do that. Let this go. You know what? I bought this blah, blah, blah for $90 million. And it's not really going to do good, so I'm just going to ask you to take that off my taxes.
This sucker was already done, so... Michael Keaton was going to come back as Batman in the movie. J.K. Simmons was in it. I don't know the girl who's going to play Batgirl. Her name's Leslie Grace. But Brendan Fraser was Firefly. The villain.
So they make it in,
before he got fat.
So what did they do? Like, did they? I know we're taking up birthday time, but like, did they just like? Somebody somewhere has that movie. Like, they don't just like melt it down or hit erase or delete. Like,
they said because it was used for a tax write off, it is legally complicated for to ever be released.
So where is it though?
I guess it's sitting on the shelf.
Oh, that's so strange.
Warner Brothers. But if Warner Brothers gets absorbed by Paramount, Skydance, or whatever.
Yeah, but that part, that IP, if it's been legally turned over, that's like government property. Trump's going to release Batgirl.
If you want to see Batgirl, we'll put it out. But
they're
I'm telling
start
you.
They're doing summer movies on the White House lawn to help pay for the ballroom. You can come watch Batgirl.
We're going to watch Boogie Nights and then Batgirl. I love the part at the end where he pulls the whole thing out.
We're going to do the Back to the Future with Eric Stoltz.
We're going to build a ballroom. I've always wanted a room with balls.
I had an old pert yesterday saying, I heard they're putting a bunker underneath there. I was like, you heard it right here on this show. You goober? Is it Huey Lewis's birthday?
Nope.
Someone that plays sports.
Somebody from Back to the Future.
Oh,
Marty. McFly.
Not Marty, but, oh, it's Michael's?
Michael J. Fox's birthday.
I feel bad for
not the original that. Marty McFly.
Well, Eric Stoltz.
But the best one.
I
saw him on a Law and Order recently, Stoltz. Yeah. And I was looking like, hey, I don't see you as Marty McFly now.
You never see people as, I mean, you know, you always hear like so-and-so read for this movie or, you know, Hulk Hogan was almost Rocky or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever this stuff was. God bless him, man. God bless him. And God bless his wife and his kids. Real close-knit family, and his wife is a saint.
Oh, yeah. Because I don't like him being out in public like he is, but he wants to be out there.
Yeah.
Mixing it up.
He's doing cons now.
Yep. Pressing the flesh.
Big birthday?
No. Do you know the little factoid about his name?
Yeah, there's already a Michael Fox.
Yep. He's Michael Andrew Fox is his real name.
Yeah.
He didn't want his stage name to be Michael A. Fox because he's Canadian. He thought people would say A, like A.
A.
So he picked J instead.
What if it had anything to do with, like, Michael Jackson? I was pre-Jordan. Interesting.
Michael J. Fox. They changed your names too much.
60.
Emma Stone, that's not her real name.
It's, okay, let's think about this. That came out in 85. He was like... probably 19 then, 18, 19, so that would have, and then a year would have been made in by 84, so you take
before 18, Teen Wolf, I can't remember
60, yes, I can't forget, you took off my math. 50, how old was the last person?
Johnny Depp was 63.
Oh, 64 then.
65.
Damn,
Michael J. Fox.
My God.
Let's keep it going for this guy who I believe beat cancer again. Baby! I beat cancer, baby!
Dickie V.
Dick Vitale's birthday.
Wow.
He's heating up. That's the NBA Jam guy. It's not Dick Vitale.
And that's got to be, like, as you get older, it's got to be hard to still be able to, like...
Yeah, I don't know if he can do it as much now.
We had Bill Murray do it earlier in concert. He was singing.
He's still working games, Dick Vitale. Dickie V, baby.
Big birthday.
No. Don't need a credit card, baby.
Close to a big birthday? He's already in his 80s.
Closer than you would think. He is in his 80s.
88.
87.
87.
Close. Don't have music for this fella, but he's
like,
legendary.
No one cares about him except for March. It's like being a Santa impersonator. Like, nobody gives a damn about you.
It's the power of love, baby.
Till Thanksgiving time.
Donald Duck. It's Donald Duck's birthday today. Been around for a long time. I can't do an impersonation of Donald Duck. God, that's pretty good.
Oh, that was me farting.
They got the filthy clip they always play. God, that's kind of creepy.
You sound like Froggy from Little Rascals.
It sounds like Donald Duck hooking up.
Hey, what's your name? Quiet, you're going to wake up, homie.
Oh, Marge is cheating.
Marge, baby, what's he doing cheating on me, baby?
That's pretty close to a homer, I was going to say.
Donald Duck, 100.
92,
oh.
Donald Duck. I don't have any happy heavenlies for you, unfortunately.
They're all in hell if you're born today and dead. That's what he says.
Not happy hellish birthday.
Not.
Let's start bringing those in.
Happy birthday to my grandson again. He's not going to ever hear this, but I'm just proud. I mean, that's all it is. You know, it's just proud. You can have pride of like a family member, a grandson, a daughter, whatever. But if you put up a ball card that's expensive, well, you flexing that. You flexing. But I'm proud of this, like I am this. You know, people are.
One year old.
Saw a thing yesterday that said 47% of the internet is now fake. Like comments. Like that.
All bots?
Yeah. They're talking, like they showed on this video, I saw it on YouTube, it showed where two bots were arguing over American politics on a thread that if you're, like most people read comments, don't comment. They read it to get a temperament or whatever. So if you separate yourself from that, thinking about almost half of what you read comment-wise isn't real. That is paranoia at its finest.
Some people can't decipher what's real or what's not. They can't pick through it.
Well, she'll be back tomorrow.
You know what? You
can suck it. Maybe okay? I will. If I'm not too loopy.
You can kiss it. If I can drive. If nobody takes the air out of my tires tonight, I'll be there.
She said somebody don't like her and they took the air out of her tires.
I told her as a patron, there's a change in temperature. That stuff happens.
No, it's not.
No, someone Harris has a vendetta on me in my neighborhood.
Took the air out of her tires.
Someone has a pet bird and they made it poop on my car. I just know it. I hope she's back tomorrow. And if she's not, I hope she's better. I can't tell you what's wrong with her, but it's probably something wrong with her thumb, the way she does the internet.
Might be. Just got to take it down again.
Tomorrow,
BDA. BDA.
I have for you some of, in my opinion, some of the funniest karaoke clips of people singing some of your favorite songs in some of the worst ways ever.
I got a clip of a woman who had a TikTok account. Her dad's friends found out about it, and she's pissed at them. And she said all she was trying to do was keep it lighthearted.
Lighthearted.
So you can tell where she's from.
She wants them to forget about it.
She loses her stuff.
That sounds like that could be a FOF line tease, but that's actually for BDA.
Cool.
All right, so that'll be tomorrow. Get the podcast from the Audacy app, AUDACY, Spotify, iHeart, Google, Amazon. Go get it. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America.
It is good. Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby. Bye.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. collect your favorites, and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.